Tensions continue to simmer in Brazil, where clashes have erupted between protesters and security forces following the removal of Dilma Rousseff from presidency. Violence broke out in Sao Paulo after police used force to disperse the pro-Rousseff demonstrators. The ousted president's supporters condemned Brazil's Senate's decision to replace her with Michel Temer. Russian President Vladimir Putin says OPEC should reach a deal to freeze oil supply to global markets to help raise crude prices. Putin, however, said Iran should be exempt from a production cut as it would be unfair to leave the country on the supply levels when it was under sanctions. The French Prime Minister has expressed misgivings over the possible threats from several hundred French nationals who are fighting alongside terrorist groups in the Middle East. Speaking at a conference of French ambassadors in Paris, Manuel Valls warned that 900 other French citizens plan to join terrorists in Iraq and Syria. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve has pledged to push ahead with plans to close the refugee camp known as the Jungle in the port city of Calais. Cazeneuve says the camp will be gradually dismantled and the refugees will be accommodated in other parts of France. Protesters have staged an anti-NATO demonstration in the German capital, Berlin. The ralliers were holding banners and placards, which accused the military alliance of adopting warmongering policies. The demonstrators urged the German government to stay away from any war that NATO may unleash, particularly against Russia. Hurricane Hermine has made landfall in the U.S. state of Florida. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says wind gusts are 130 kilometers per hour. Power cuts have hit thousands of homes in northern Florida. A state of emergency has been declared for 51 counties.